The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Keep it going, Albert. We love it, baby. Here we go.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky.
Are you dancing with me, baby? Go double time. We're going to do double time here.
Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you.
Oh, yeah.
I lost you to the summer wind.
One of the greatest vocal performances right here, right here.
Autumn wind.
The old man. Frank Sinatra, The Summer Wind with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Probably my favorite Frank Sinatra tune, you know. But in pop culture, there is nobody better than the old man singing that song. Bobby Darin came close, and so many came close, but the old man nailed it with that music. And it's going to be beautiful, and it's summertime. And you know what I'm thinking about as we came off the break here is right at the height of the pandemic, and I kept saying, hang in there, you know, March, April, May, right through all of spring. Hang in there. We're going to get it. We got this. And then we were all, like, so confused. What's going on? And you know what? You did it. You did it. And I so applaud you for making it through. And I don't want you to be misinformed or abused by the politicians who are just utilizing and politicizing the pandemic. Because we have flattened the curve, and that should be good enough for the medical community. We flattened the curve. That should be good enough for the politicians. And we have flattened the curve, and that should be good enough to find the medicines that we have that exist today to take care of this Wuhan virus. We have the medicine to take care of it. And we should have got it. Came from India. Of course, it comes from India, right? God forbid we make it in America. But the president had Modi from India send over so many of the hydroxychloroquine, the medicines coming over, and yet it's hard for doctors to get it to this day. And I hope, I don't know how to emphasize enough, when you see the news media care more about taking down a president than the lives of America, when you see politicians caring more about complaining about not getting what they need from Washington and allowing their citizens in their states to die because they won't give them medicines and they prescribe wrong things like ventilators. Don't worry, 86% of people who are on ventilators, once the virus got so sick, they would not make it, you know. So, but still, that leaves enough percentage to last. And there have been people on ventilators that do make it through. So don't get me wrong. You need the ventilators, but we have the medicines. And I would humbly suggest to these politicians, get the medicines out there. But I applaud you for putting up with this nonsense that we have to put up with. You know, and the mask thing, sure, we could, I mean, we're going to, look, I'm a hypochondriac, put on the mask, you know what I mean? By the way, I'm being driven back with a great, I had my great driver yesterday, but, and they, now they have plastic between you and the driver. If you see, if you get into a car, with someone driving you, they put the clear plastic up, which was fun. And then I hate air conditioning. As everyone knows, I drive everybody crazy. I just don't like air conditioning. I'd rather put the window down and get the fresh air. So I turned off the air conditioning in the back, but the driver still had it blasting up front, and it came through the glass, came through the plexiglass, and I could feel the and I go, now I'm going to get a cold. Look at me. Because the air conditioning, I just get allergic to air conditioning. I don't know why. And I apologize to everybody around me. I drive everybody nuts because I keep the house so hot, and the kids go, Dad, I can't breathe. I said, okay, here, put the air conditioning on. But you know what I did yesterday? Because I didn't want to say to the driver, Hey, could you just, Francisco, could you please just lower the air conditioning? No, because that would have been rude. Then the guy would be sweating, right? And he's a professional he's in a suit and jacket. So, you know what I did? I put the mask on. Isn't that a great idea? Not for germs, but to keep the air conditioning out of my throat and my nose. So I get the mask thing. The mask thing works. I'll put on the rubber gloves. I will. But enough is enough. It's time to go back to work. And you can't shut down. And I'm not buying, and forgive me, I'm not buying this, the spike in cases. The spike in cases, if you get coronavirus and you're young, it's most likely going to be like a cold and you'll get over it. We've hit all these cases. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to scare you, and I really honestly think the end game is to take down a president. It's all about the election. I'm telling you right now, that's what it is. And I hate to say it, but then again, it's scary because you had a better safe than sorry. Like I'm careful with my kids. You know, we're still social distancing with some family, and I understand that. But man, oh man, they're politicizing the virus, and they're not dealing with, and I still can't, I have not one person explain to me why when there's the protests where Governor Cuomo, and this makes me laugh, and Mayor de Blasio and Governor Murphy don't say, you know, this spike, if there's a spike, could it be from the protests maybe? They will not touch the protesters. Am I right or wrong? They won't. People are out there. They were brought out. The politicians were protesting. Don't go out. You can't look at anybody else. You will give them the coronavirus. Oh, my God. Don't look at me. Like a bad sci-fi movie from the 1950s. You know, like Adam Schiff. Don't look at Adam Schiff's eyes. You will be possessed. Ooh, with those eyes, Adam Schiff's eyes, you know? And that, yet they go out, and if there's a protest, or if you are burning down someone's place of business, that is okay. And apparently the virus doesn't spread when you do that. Cowards. Cowards. No backbone. Weaklings. Wimps. I'm telling you, that's exactly what, oh yeah, they are. I want to see somebody stand up. Stand up to these people. And now that if there is indeed a spike in New York, New Jersey, blame Black Lives Matter. I dare you to say. This was the BLM. It was all well-intentioned, but for the most part, it was well-intentioned. You could couch it like that, but you could say because of those protests, that's what's causing the spike. I dare a politician to say that. They're so scared. Wimpy wimps. They really, they talk down to us. You're going to be fined $2,500 if you come from another state, which happens to be like a red state. You know what I'm saying? If you come from another state and you come into New York and you carry the virus. Hey, what about the protesters? What about they're not addressing that. I'm done with it. Done with it. The only thing I feel bad about, they get voted in. People will vote blindly. Vote for the socialists and the Marxists. And you're wrong. You gotta really wake up. Listen to me, man. I got no skin in the game except for the goodness of this country. All right? 17 people shot in New York City last night, over a month. Look at this. 17 people shot in New York City. In New York City on Monday. A tally that would be considered high for a weekend day, but is astronomical for early in the week, law enforcement sources say. No borough was spared, by the way, from the gunplay, but Brooklyn saw the most violence with 10 shooting incidents, a total of 12 victims. Look at that. And then don't forget, look, oh, seven of those shot in Brooklyn, including 20-year-old man, was fatally killed, was hit, they were hit in five separate incidents in the borough's 69th precinct, which covers the Canarsie neighborhood, according to police and sources. Look at this. Not to mention this kid that you see on this beautiful young child, the one-year-old, Davel Gardner, 2 months shy of his second birthday when he was shot and killed at a barbecue. He died early hours of Monday morning. Good. What is going on in New York? And why, and I can't emphasize this enough, why are the politicians so obnoxious when they talk to us? They lecture us. They tell us what to do. We're going to fine you, and nothing is done to save the young black children of New York City, of Chicago, Illinois, East St. Louis, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. They don't care. They don't care. I am puzzled, and I'm puzzled because they keep getting voted in. It's time to make a move. Please be vigilant. Let me go to the phone calls if I can. 8:15. Chris is calling, that looks like from New Jersey. Chris, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Joe. I think there's a lot to be said. When Darren Porcher can call you a childhood icon and he's retired before you, how does that work?
Okay. That's great. Thanks, Chris. Thank you. I don't know exactly what that meant, but thank you. Hey, Silvana. Oh, Silvana, thank you for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe. How are you? You're absolutely right. Everything you just said, I just said to Channel 2 and Channel 5, because every morning I absolutely get nauseous. My espresso comes up in my throat. The skewed reporting is just, it's outrageous. And there's never a hardball interview with the mayor or the governor of this state. And I'm so tired of it. All they do is concentrate on the guy that spilt some red paint on Black Lives Matter. And now there's going to be a whole investigation on that. Why don't they start investigating what's really important? Who's doing these shootings? Go after them and bring back the special crimes unit. Thank you, Joe. You're doing a great job.
Oh, Silvana, thank you. You just made my morning, girl. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Hey, Leonardo, how you doing this morning? Got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning? Yes, sir. Yes,
you got to do me a favor. I heard what you said about an hour or so ago. Please don't lose it on the radio, because I won't be able to survive without you if they take you off the air. You're precious. You're precious. I wanted to say something about hydrochloroquine, right?
Yeah.
You know from your research that it works on malaria, right?
Yes.
So here's the deal. I got this from Marines. Check it out with your doctors. Everybody listening, check it out with your doctor. tonic water at the shop, right?
Yep.
Hydrochloroquine, quinine. That's why it works on malaria. It's all just a joke, right?
That's right.
So you wash down your zinc supplement with some tonic water. But I'm not a doctor either, Joe.
Yeah, but you know what? You're right. And thank you, Leonardo. And thank you for your kind words. We will hang in as long as we can. And I'm just joking around. And I know, and Chris, I know what you're saying is that Darren Porcher is so young. He retired, but he did. And I may be a childhood, icon to him, but the guy is young, but you can't dispute the fact that I am old. Hey, so I understand what you're saying. Hey, but what Leonardo is saying, by the way, you know what I have every day? This is so manufactured. Everything is off kilter. You're not wrong. You are right. You see exactly, Silvana, what you said. You watch the news, and they're going to go after people who maybe put something on the Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter should not be on the streets anywhere. There should be no Black Lives Matter. It's a private corporation that has $500 million, and it's not helping black lives. So I hear you loud and clear, and you're not wrong. And it's like with this pandemic. Oh, my God, don't go out. You can't do this. It's all about control. It's all about taking down the president. Don't let them BS you, okay? But better safe than sorry, because the one thing you cannot dispute, this is a contagious virus, and it's vicious if it attacks you and it gets you. So the tonic water, they say that quinine is right. They've had that for 100 years. They have that. And so I have lemon. You're supposed to have a lemon in water, because the acidity in the lemon will supposedly you know, can quell any virus that might be in your body, right? I do, and garlic. I have that garlic, that Italian penicillin. Come on, come on. I have that with that, like Darren Porcher said, the mozzarella. He's right. But you have the garlic because that is a great antioxidant. And I got to tell you, and this ain't a plug, this is what I do. I take Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature's got antioxidants, and I take that, and I am convinced that that will offset any virus. And again, not a clinical claim, but it's just something that I do. So it's better safe than sorry, and you could just put it in your diet to build up your immune system, like we always tell you. But I'm not believing anything that's out there. They have lost complete control, and it's just, and we could change it, but you got to vote the right people in, and no one's voting the right people in. Oh, so frustrating. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We will get through it. We'll make it. We're going to talk about quinine. We're going to talk about the virus and what you can do and what we could do for this. Is there a vaccine, or can you just beat this Wuhan virus with the cocktails that we keep talking about? And Dr. Alan Kadish, backed by popular demand. Mike Gallagher will join us. Don't forget Roger Stone coming up as well. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie Duhame is out there. I love you for listening, and I love your kind comments. We will get through this together. So help me God, we will get through this together. Debbie's got traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
We certainly will. That's for sure. Good morning, Joe. Let's go out to 111 and Hop Hog. Everything closed with an accident. We're seeing delays on the LIE West at Ronkonkoma Ave, a crash on the shoulder. Then on the LIE West at Deer Park Avenue, a truck and a car collided. That's on the shoulder as well. So definitely watch out for that. Cross Bronx westbound slowing down right through 3rd Avenue. It's been pretty tough this morning on the Staten Island Expressway. Staten Island Expressway eastbound into Clove Road. That's a disabled tractor trailer. Two lanes blocked. And on the LIE eastbound in Queens, getting right into the Cross Island, a crash over there as well. Looks like at least one lane blocked, so definitely watch out for some volume over there. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 1 and 9 southbound as you get down through Linden. And watch out for some slowdowns on 280 West getting out through Newark. Southbound side of the thruway down by exit 12, an accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
If anybody doubted how strong America is, look at all we've been through in the past few months and understand why we're still standing. We're still standing because we believe in the bonds that bring us together. We believe in freedom and liberty. And we believe that after all we've been through, nothing can defeat us. So let's cheer as America gets ready to rebuild and remake our lives bigger, stronger, better than ever before. Keep it here to find out how. AM 970, The Answer.
Patriot Mobile has a brand new promotion. Just listen to a few of these incredible reasons for switching today. America's only Christian conservative wireless service provider says, let freedom ring. It's their dynamic new promotion through July 11th. Get a free phone, get a free month, free activation or other discounts. It's your time to switch. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Promo code FREEDOM. Patriot Mobile was just rated number one in customer satisfaction with all wireless providers. Their U.S.-based sales and support team is one of the key reasons why. Dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks, unlimited talk and data, and as always, they fight for your conservative values, and they devote a portion of your bill to conservative causes, right to life, Second Amendment, and much, much more. Let freedom ring now with Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Let your freedom ring with Patriot Mobile.
The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they've had a life-changing experience, and they're Black American conservatives. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom.
I don't remember the actual day, but I remember the emotion that I felt when it happened.
I'm often asked, was there an epiphany?
I started asking questions.
As I became more politically aware,
a lot of the way that I saw things began to change.
All of this information I've been taking in for several years.
A continuation of these kind of contradictions.
I had bought into all of these lies.
You begin to see what the real agenda is.
This is the movie the leftist Democrats do not want you to see. These are the people they do not want you to hear. Their stories will shock you. Their journey will amaze you. Their courage will challenge you. Go to UncleTom.com. Buy it now on pay-per-view. UncleTom.com. Do you have the courage to discover the truth? Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app.
Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. I made sure I took my, I take 3 day. I take the Relief Factor 3 day. And if I don't stay on it, you know, if I forget to take the Relief Factor, I'll tell you right now, and I know Al mentioned this to me, you got to be vigilant when you take Relief Factor. And also, by the way, Pete and Seth Talbot told me that. They said, Joe, you got to stay vigilant on this. So because if I don't, I can feel the pain start to come back in my knee. So I make sure I take it. I like going up the stairs and not having to limp, you know. I like just going into a job. If I'm walking by how about this? You're going across the street. And if you're down the shore and it's law that people have to stop if they're driving and you're walking down to the beach or something like that. And I can't stand when people just meander around. You know what I mean? Right? The pedestrian. Okay. No, I like to look. I like to put my hand up, say thank you because they stop for you. And then I break into a light jog. Just a light jog. I like when my knee doesn't hurt when I do that. I can just go into a light jog, like, thank you. You know, it's a respectful thing to do for someone stopping for you. The only reason I could do it, because I take Relief Factor. 100% drug-free supplement. It's for anyone who's in pain due to getting older, exercise, everyday living. Will you please go to relieffactor.com? You know why Pete and Seth gave you this 3-week quick start? I love this. For the discounted price of $19.95. That's huge, though. About $1 a day. To help you get out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start only at relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:25. Great to have you with us. Happy July, July 14th right now. We're going to get through it. Don't you despair. Great to have you with you on the radio. Albert is here and Joey Sebelius is here. Debbie's on the road and back by popular demand. Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Dr. Alan, welcome back to the show, my brother. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe. How about you?
Good. I'm good. We're good. Thanks for being here because people love to listen to you. You have this great tone of your voice, Alan, you know, that puts us all at ease. But I'm reading about this. I just got something from a friend, Association of American Physicians. And forgive me for throwing this right at you, Dr. Kadish, but I'm just seeing this on my email now. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons suggests different approach to COVID-19 surge. And so they're looking like at this, they considered, the approach used with HIV/AIDS instead of more lockdowns. So I'm just trying. I should send this to you, Alan. You could check this out. But I'm seeing that there. Give us your take, if you would, Dr. Kadish. Are we overreacting because the lockdown we flattened the curve, and then they're saying there's more cases. And we know when you test more, you're going to get more cases, and you're going to say most of these young people. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Kadish. When they get it, it's just like a common cold. We'll get through it. Not to ever dispute the veracity of this virus, but consider the response. Reading here, sir. To HIV/AIDS, despite decades of effort, there is no vaccine, but those who have been or might be exposed are offered post-exposure, pre-exposure, prophylactic antiviral drugs. I think they're alluding to this hydroxychloroquine that I've been trying to get people to understand that will prophylactically work against the COVID-19. Is that mainstream as of yet, Dr. Kadish?
I don't think we have enough information to say that it works or doesn't work. There have been some studies done, but the big studies, which are of good scientific quality, haven't been finished yet. So the bottom line is regarding that particular drug, hydroxychloroquine, we just don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm reading here, Alan. I'm reading here. I'm sorry. And I get it. Forgive me for throwing this right at you. But research at Henry Ford Health System, has recently shown that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, cut the COVID-19 death rate in hospitalized patients by half. There are now 53 studies, 33 peer-reviewed. You'll know what this means. I really don't, Alan. On HCQ and COVID-19, almost all with favorable results. So they're saying that they did. This is the Henry Ford Health. I'll send this to you, Dr. Kadish, and you take a look at it.
I've seen the study.
Okay.
And there are some studies that have shown things that are different. The bottom line is what we know there are two things. One is, how do we take people who are already sick with COVID-19 and prevent them from dying? That's very important. We now have remdesivir that shortens their hospital stay and appears to prevent them from dying. We have a steroid dexamethasone that appears to prevent them from dying. And we have these data on hydroxychloroquine that are preliminary that suggest the possibility of the same thing. So we have some drugs that once you get really sick and once you get to the intensive care unit, these drugs can increase the survival. What we really need to be comfortable is a drug that if we give it early on, will prevent people from getting sick. And that's what we don't have. We don't have that, and we don't have the vaccine. So we don't want to overreact.
First of all, Dr. Mia, what's that? What's the dexamethasone? Is that what you said? Dexamethasone, is that correct?
Right.
That there, yes. Yeah, I heard that. I heard good results on that as well. Yes.
Yes, but all of the stuff that we're talking about right now is how do you take people who are already sick in the ICU and prevent them from dying? And of course, that's really, really important. But what we really need to feel comfortable with this is a drug that you can take early on that prevents you from getting to the ICU. Because otherwise, a lot of people get sick. The hospitals will get overcrowded. Maybe fewer people will die, and that's good.
Yeah.
But the point is, look, we have to try to strike the right balance. And the right balance is hard because there's no definite right answer. We do know that New York got hit hard, tried to be careful, and things got better. We know that other parts of the country didn't get hit as hard, and so they instituted fewer restrictions, and it looks like the virus is attacking those areas now, which is not a surprise. That doesn't mean we should have a complete shutdown. We need to have the right balance between protecting people and, you know, letting people work, earn a living, and preventing the pain and suffering and sickness and death that can happen if you can't work.
That's so and true.
That's what we have to do.
You know, Dr. Kadis, so I'm saying prophylactically, some people have tried, and I've seen some studies where the HCQ does work, the hydroxychloroquine does work prophylactically. And then people are talking about how Dr. Fauci, and I know he's getting some bad press, and it's again, I hate to say anything bad about an Italian guy. I don't, but I said, you know, it's like Fauci, you go, this is our guy, we're going to honor him, Joe. You can't say anything bad about him. But so I don't mean to, but I'm just saying, when Fauci was doing, Dr. Fauci was in charge of the AIDS epidemic. Remember, the gay community got so mad at him because he wasn't handling it properly. And then he finally came around, and then the gay community embraced him. But it wasn't a vaccine with AIDS, Doc. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Kadish. It was the cocktail that I'm talking about. So I keep pushing, I guess, in a hopeful tone, Joe said to Dr. Kadish, is that if you get the hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, and the zinc together prophylactically, it seems to be having some help. Maybe I know if I ever got the chills, God forbid, or something like that, I'd be on that HCQ in a second, Doc. I mean, just in case. Is it dangerous to do that? Let me ask you that, Dr. Gatiss.
So there are a few reports of danger with HCQ that's more than we saw when it was used for other reasons. We don't know for sure what the answer to that is yet. Okay. The bottom line is, if we had pre-exposure prophylaxis that was as effective as it is for HIV, we'd be in a different place. We're hoping to be there. We're not there yet. So what I'm saying is, we need to strike the right balance. We can't shut down completely. I think that's a bad idea. But we also can't ignore the possibility of a lot of people getting sick. So all schools, K through 12, colleges, universities, as well as other parts of society, are all struggling with this. So we're going to be open a little bit. Our school is going to be open a little bit in the fall, but we're not going to be completely normal. We're going to have social distancing. We're going to have people wearing masks. We're going to do some things online and some things that we have to that will make a difference in education in person. And I think that's the right approach for everybody. Don't shut down completely. Yeah. There are going to be negative consequences to that. But be careful. Exercise some caution. Yeah, and figure out the right balance. That's my advice.
You know, Dr. Kadish, we appreciate Dr. Alan Kadish, by the way, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. And we have a respect and appreciation to this man, Alan, kind enough to join us. But my kids are going, we don't want to go back to school, Dad, like that. You know, they don't want to go back to school. I'm going, you know, I like having them home. But my daughter keeps saying, my 15-year-old, Alan, keeps saying, okay, we're going to go in. But, Dad, when you're in the hallways and you go up and down the stairs, we are jammed together. We're jammed together. It's going to be dangerous. So is that something to be concerned about sending the kids back? And how do you get from class to class? Maybe they should just do one class and not switch classes. I mean, what's the answer there, do you think, Dr. Kadish?
I think there are a lot of approaches that you just mentioned that could be really good. I think, first of all, high schools usually don't have a really long day. So in high schools, it would be very viable to split shift the school. Have one group start at 7:30 in the morning and go till noon.
Yeah.
And the second group start at 12:30 and go till 5.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
Right. So then you have fewer people in class. Make sure everybody wears a mask and try to distance as much as possible. It's not going to be, but if you have half the number of students, it's going to be a lot easier to do that. And that's the kind of approaches, that's the kind of middle road approach, which I think is appropriate.
And Doc, before we let you go, we see some reports, this uptick in cases among 20-somethings in New York City. Is that because of the people are afraid to say protest because it's politically incorrect? But honestly, people are out protesting. They were causing violence. They were fighting each other. Wouldn't that cause an uptick of this virus in New York?
I think the answer is it could. It's going to be impossible to tell. Because at the same time we had protests, there were people who were out in the park and doing other things. So I don't want to say that we can know for sure. But the bottom line is I think we should have an approach which is careful no matter what we do, whether it's going to a restaurant, whether it's going to a park, whether it's protesting, whether it's going to school. You can't overreact, but you don't want to say things are normal. They're not normal until we find out that one of these approaches – prophylaxis with drugs, a vaccine, better treatment, until we find something that really makes a difference, it's not normal. And if you pretend it's normal and think that you're invulnerable, you're going to get sick or you're going to be at risk of getting sick.
But before we let you go, I like dexamethasone. That's the new one. Everybody's talking about that. Prophylactically or after you're sick?
After you're sick. After you're sick only. You know, there's nothing yet that's been established that shows that anything can work prophylactically. There's studies going on. We hope we find it. And there's a lot of progress on the vaccine. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but there's a lot of progress. So I'm still optimistic about the future, but we have to be realistic about where we are right now. And there are parts of the country where cases are climbing. We have campuses in Los Angeles and in Las Vegas, and the hospitals are beginning to fill up there.
All right, Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Well, keep us posted, Alan, on what you're doing as we go into the fall, you know, starting school on the limited way that I guess a Touro College is going to do. And I have a feeling that's what a lot of schools will be doing. But, Dr. Alan, always appreciate you joining us, my friend. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Thank you. Dr. Alan Kadish right there. 877-970-2999. If you want to give us a call, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. We're going to jump to Big Al Gattula with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 838. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says school will be back in session this fall, but only if certain criteria are met. The governor said yesterday a region would have to be in phase 4 of the state's reopening plan and have a coronavirus infection rate of 5% or less on a rolling 2-week average. Should the infection rate be higher than that after reopening, a school would likely be required to close. The governor says the guidelines are the best way to make sure kids stay safe, and a final decision on school reopening will be made in August. Travelers who arrive in New York from states with a high number of coronavirus cases will need to fill out some paperwork or face a penalty. Officials say anyone who lands at an Empire State Airport has to reveal their travel plans, and if they refuse, they could be fined $2,000. The state health department says the requirement is needed after thousands of travelers declined to fill out the forms voluntarily. In New York City airports, the regulation will be enforced by the Port Authority. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's still kind of busy this morning on the southbound thruway getting down through Newburgh. It's right lane construction. Heading to the northbound thruway up by 15A, getting up towards Sloatsburg. That accident finally cleared or is out there for quite a while. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heading right out toward the Verrazano because of earlier construction. And it's pretty solid as well on the LIE eastbound over by the Cross Island with an accident just cleared out of the way. Some pockets of volume for you on the LIE westbound getting out toward Ronkonkoma Ave with a crash on the shoulder. 111 closed up at Hop Hog. That's all due to a pretty serious accident with an ongoing investigation there. And watch for slowdowns on 109 southbound by Delancey Street in Newark with a crash in the process of being cleared. Looks like your buses and subways running on or close to schedule. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. A sweeping new national security law has gone into effect in Hong Kong, effectively ending the one country, two systems promise that had long governed its relationship with mainland China. The new law cements China's authoritarian rule over Hong Kong and limits many freedoms of the people there. For example, the law criminalizes a number of protest activities in Hong Kong if they are directed at the Chinese Communist Party or the Chinese government. It also sets up a unit within the Hong Kong police force that has the power to search properties and perform warrantless covert surveillance, all while using security personnel from the mainland. We've gotten used to scenes of democratic protesters in the streets of Hong Kong fighting for their rights and freedoms. Such scenes are now unlikely, given the severe penalties that the Chinese government will impose on many such activities. It's the sad end of an era in Hong Kong. The Chinese government's actions demonstrated they are committed to hegemonic control of their neighborhood. I'm Lan He Chen.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Impacting policy decisions today, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo. And Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate, best agency for you. They are unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They'll be with you every step of the way. They're a true full-service company, you know. They get the deal closed quickly for top dollar. That's what Calamine & Company Real Estate, that's what they do. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, by the way, are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. Perhaps the most impressive thing about Calamine & Company is their 100% success rate. Hello, Calamine & Company. It's the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Now, offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. But you can call Lewis. Great kid. You got to call Lewis. Tell them what you're thinking. I'm thinking of selling. I'm not sure. If it's an estate-owned property, this is your agency, Calamine & Company Real Estate. Lewis and his team standing by for you. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go, please, to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means.
why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh. Oh. Chicago, baby. Francis Albert, come on.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddle in town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
I am so due for a trip to Chicago. What a great, great town. Oh, you know, south side of Chicago going through that devastation every weekend. The crime rate is unbelievable. They keep voting in these people that just allow this to happen in Chicago. First and foremost, I want companies to build in the south side of Chicago. I think that would help the problem a lot. But can I go to Mike, if I may, on Staten Island? Mike, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, please?
Yeah, Joe, how you doing? I wanted to call just to make two quick points. One, you know, I think that the concept of the Black Lives Matter movement and what they're trying to push, obviously as an organization, they're very different from what their name would mean to most. And the other thing is that most people are in the same economic boat. What's going on right now is more a matter of economics than it is racial lines, in that a person in the same economic situation generally has more in common, regardless of skin color. That's one thing. The other thing is, I would like you to start a defund the politician movement. Maybe instead of paying these guys outlandish salaries, we pay them twice or three times what the average hourly rate is, and then they have to punch a clock like everybody else that works a shift. And this way we'll know if they're actually working or if they're just doing nothing, goofing off until re-election.
You know, God bless you, man. That's right on the money. I love it. Mike from Staten Island. I thought, yeah, you ever notice when I open the phone calls and you are kind enough to call, whether it's Staten Island or the Bronx or Queens or Jersey, you know, you make the most sense. And then I turn on, after off the show, we're 10 o'clock, we're off the air, you know, and then I go, I said, well, let me see what I missed. Let me make sure I didn't miss something. I'm very, very vigilant on getting the right material to you and not doing fake news. I just want to give it to you the way it is. And then I watch the news. I go, what are these people talking about? I said, I got to listen to you calling. You make more sense. Chris, you're right on the money. Defund the politicians. Defund the politicians. And by the way, this is what gets me. When they, to your point, Mike, to your point, it's like, it's when Nancy Pelosi, when Congress takes a quote break, they take a break. Remember during the pandemic, they took a break and they went back and she went back to California, you know, the leader of the House, a speaker, the Nancy Pelosi. And then she did her ice cream thing with Corden on TV. She opened up her $20,000 each Sub-Zero freezers that you and I just will never have. Oh, look at all the ice cream I have. Look at all this ice cream I have. Hi, Nancy Pelosi. It's like, yeah, like, what? What? And she's being paid while she's showing us the ice cream that you and I can't get because we were waiting in a line at ShopRite. We couldn't even barely get food. Oh, oh, don't get me started. They should not. I'm telling you, you're exactly right. Something I would, that's a great idea for the president to jump. Look, I'm not taking a salary. You know what? You're not doing your job. You're not taking a salary. They should. And then, and they get not only that, when they go into office, for some reason that, you know, they go after the president and his tax return. It cracks me up because how does a politician go into office and then leave really rich? They go in with nothing and then they leave really rich. You know that? And then also I heard this. I can't say it because I heard so much inside stuff yesterday and I don't want to break it, but I heard sometimes, I don't want to mention names, but it's like, you know why we don't have a vaccine? And I keep saying, why aren't they using the medicine that's out there? And then I heard the government officials, and I told you this before, I touched on this before, but it was verified yesterday to me. They can reap the benefits, the financial benefits of a vaccine. So those people in charge, no names mentioned, who am I talking about? People in charge of the medical community in Washington, they could have an investment in a vaccine and reap the financial rewards from that. Now, what kind of incentive is that? Because then if an ancillary medicine comes in that maybe works, of course they're going to shoot it down because they're saving to make the big bucks on the vaccine. How did that law get into place? How did that happen? And I'm telling you, you tell me on this show, everything we say, and by the grace of God and by a lot of hard work, sweat and equity that we're putting into the show, when we say something, for some reason, it all comes to fruition. So I'm just saying, keep your eyes open. And Chris, that's a great phone call. Defund the politicians. Deb, you know that. I think you agree with that. Absolutely. You know?
Well, it seems like they get a lot of bonuses. You know, like, what's going on, right?
I still want the person that walks around and says, Senator, you have to leave now. Senator, you know, they come in, they have it perfectly timed where they show up at an event. They put in like 10 minutes. Oh, Senator G, you have to go to your next event now. I want one of those people to follow me around.
You just need your own personal aid. That would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Joe, Mr. Piscopo would love to stay, but he has to go now. No, not me. I'm there for Joey Benefit.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Debbie Newham out there. And Mike Gallagher coming up. That's 8:49 right now on AM 970. The answer. Hi, Debbie.
That would definitely keep you on time for all of your events, that's for sure. Good morning, Joe. Let's go up to 22 westbound, slowing down by Beloit Street and Hillside. They're doing some right lane construction over there. That's causing a delay. Watch for some slowdowns as well as you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Disabled vehicle, so some stop-and-go traffic around the Helix getting inbound at the Lincoln. It looks like the South Tube has that issue, so 15 in there. Over at the Holland, that's going to be 10 minutes getting it to town. 1 and 9, slowing down southbound by Delancey Street in Newark with a crash over there as well. And traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the Cross Bronx West right out toward 3rd Avenue. Stop and go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway westbound right at Union Turnpike. They're doing construction. LIE westbound really busy out through Casino Boulevard. And 111 is closed over in Hop Hog. That's all due to a pretty serious accident as well. So definitely watch for that. Thruway south in Newburgh, it's construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back-to-back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota right there in Route 22 West on Hillside, New Jersey. You do not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. By the way, they're social distancing. By the way, they're wearing masks. By the way, this is spectacular. They are fogging vehicles with every service to make sure those vehicles are disinfected. How cool is that? Alex Kinsella and the entire team over at Route 22 Toyota are offering you 0% APR financing for qualified buyers up to 60 months. A 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and no payments for 90 days on some of your favorite Toyota models. Are you kidding me? No payments for 90 days. I'm reading here. Look at this. 0% interest for up to 5 years. May I give you the number for Route 22 Toyota? This is a great deal. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949.
schedule a test drive in that beautiful, clean Toyota, right? And Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest rate and no payments for 90 days. Now, that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
I love Mike Gallagher. Great broadcaster.
Aww.
Great guy. Everybody listens to him. Everybody, you know what? When I post a picture of you and me together, Mike Gallagher came on the Piscopo show. You give me credibility, Mike. What am I going to tell you?
Buddy? Are you kidding me? Well, Mike Gallagher loves Team Piscopo and loves you and gets inspired every morning coming into work listening to you and your optimism and your, you know, and we need some optimism. Boy, you know, 17 people were shot in New York City on Monday. That would be considered high on a weekend day, but astronomical for a Monday. We're in trouble, you know, and de Blasio is so concerned about somebody spattering black or red paint on the Black Lives Matter mural. I wish he'd be this concerned about all the surging violence. How about AOC's explanation? It's happening because people are hungry and they want to steal a loaf of bread. You think she's been watching Les Miserables when she's been in her lockup there in her apartment? She's watching Jean Valjean too much? Are you kidding me? They're stealing a loaf of... Nothing screams stealing a loaf of bread like looting the Louis Vuitton store, you know, feed their family.
And then I hope you touch on this, you know, because Mike, he jumps on with us and he has millions, literally millions of listeners. And can you tell everybody, they're saying, why is there a spike in the virus? Well, can you say protests, Mike? Can you say people burning down buildings? They won't address it. They won't address that it's a protest that could have very well caused this uptick, if there is an uptick at all, Mike. I'm suspect of that, by the way.
This is a United States congressman who sees the crime reports and the boarded-up stores and the decimation. New York is being decimated. Well, like, have we ever thought about people aren't getting paid and they can't pay their rent, so they're just going out to shoplift some bread? I mean, she used the expression shoplift some bread. You know, I don't think people are shoplifting bread. If they're shoplifting, they're going to shoplift a pair of shoes that are about $2,000 each. Meanwhile, I love this new. I mean, I love this. And I've used New York as the example yesterday, Joe. And I think this is so important because the rest of the country should be able at some point to get where New York is right now with coronavirus. I mean, you got to, despite the nursing home debacle, you know, where New York is now is where everybody else wants to be. And so, you know, what's New York doing that Texas isn't doing? What's New York doing? So meanwhile, I miss the city so badly. So badly do I want to come back. Now I'm reading about all the paperwork you got to file when you get into the city if you fly in from, Florida. And I'm thinking, I'll wind up in jail. I would have been Roger Stone's roommate. They'd come get me. I mean, and honest to goodness, I would not fare well in captivity. I don't think I'd make it. I mean, even though it's 15 days, apparently, would they let me bring my pillow with me? I'd have to share my pillow with Bubba in the cell.
With Bubba. Mike Gallagher fired up at 10:05. You don't want to miss it. I ain't going to miss it. We love you, Mike. God bless you,
I love you, too, Joe. Happy Tuesday. Take care.
10:05. You can't make it up. Hey, Joe Lundberg. Joe's our weather guy at the weather answer desk.
Don't forget the fine you'd have to pay.
Yeah, I know. God forbid for going out in public. Joe, we look like it looks like we have a beautiful day today. Yeah, my friend?
Yes, we do. For those who are local, we get to enjoy the benefits of the sunshine. We can walk out and breathe in the fresh air with the low humidity, 86 today. And by the way, the Balance of Nature Allergy Report is low today, so we don't even have to worry about that today, by and large. It looks like we keep the comfortable weather for the next 2 days, about 83 tomorrow, 80 on Thursday, and we'll ramp up the heat and humidity as we go into the weekend.
I love it. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it, my friend. Joe Lundberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk, the Marathon Man. So the one, the only, Roger Stone. We called. We said, Roger, come on up. He did an exclusive with Sean last night, and I was going to come on to the Piscopo show. Don't forget, he was on Thursday. Friday, the president commuted his sentence. A lot to talk about with Roger Stone. Let's see if he's up. Let's see if he's at him, and we're going to check it out in the 9 o'clock era. Julio Gonzalez as well about taxes. You got to pay your taxes. Don't forget about that either. Piscopo on the radio coming back.